What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Empty street on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one. I walk up, my shadow's the only one that walks beside me. My shallow heart's the only thing that's beating. Sometimes I wish someone up there will find me. Till then I'll walk. Alone.
News. Fox News does not want to cover it, and Hillary Clinton is already out there saying, how dare you not cover this? We went to a tremendous expense to get this dog and pony show put together. How dare you not cover it? And in order to try and sell this whole, plot to overthrow the nation, which is what we're told January 6th was, they actually indicted somebody, okay? And it turned out to be an FBI informant, and the corporate media is reporting everything about this guy except the fact that he was an FBI informant. So anyway, his name is Enrique Tarrio, and he's got to be a little bit annoyed right now that he got indicted, unlike Ray Epps, who, unlike Tarrio, was actually among the crowds in the Capitol building, loudly urging everybody on. Remember, you've got to go in the Capitol building. You've got to go in the Capitol building. And he got off scot-free. Just took a walk. That was it. Last anybody heard from him. Okay. Now, Michael Sussman may be off the hook legally, but his reputation is kind of damaged. The brand is definitely damaged. It turns out that Michael Sussman had a key card for FBI headquarters. In other words, he had the little card where he could put it in the slot and go into the FBI headquarters whenever he felt like it. Now, that raises certain questions about conflict of interest and inappropriate access to FBI documents. Okay, now getting on down to Texas. There's been yet another development in the story. And apparently, one of the workers at the funeral home located right across the street from the school wanted to engage the shooter while they were still outside and was literally ordered by the police to stand down, not get involved. Okay, and meanwhile, of course, this brainwashed, zombified kid walked into the school and killed a bunch of people. So this story just gets weirder and weirder all the time here. All right. Now, getting on back to Fox News, they are a ratings monster. They have outdone CNN, MSNBC combined for the 10th straight month. So Fox News is really doing very, very well. and maybe worth tuning in to see what they're doing that's making them so popular. I still miss One American News Network here, and I know it's available for streaming and so forth and so on here. All right, up in New York, Governor Kathy Hochul announced yesterday that all social media companies will be required to report what's described as hateful content or hateful conduct. And, of course, hateful is kind of a vague term because... you know, if you annoy somebody, they're going to say, you're a hater. You know, you hate gays, you hate blacks, you hate transsexuals, you hate the Jews, you hate this, you hate that. And under such a loose definition, it's another attempt to impose draconian censorship on the public discourse. Completely unconstitutional, complete violation of the First Amendment. All righty. Now then, let's get into COVID-19. And in a nod to the gun debate, you know, we're seeing all the gun grabbers out there saying, look at all the people being killed by guns. It's horrible. It's terrible. We've got to seize all the guns. And the government's own figures show that 40 times as many people have been killed by the COVID vaccines than by guns. Well, you know, sauce for the goose. You know, let's ban vaccines. You know, they're killing a lot more people than guns are. So let's just shut that all down here. And let's see. More information has leaked out from Pfizer. And this came out from the Independent Sentinel. More information from Pfizer. They knew of the adverse effects before the COVID shots even hit the market. Okay, Pfizer knew 4 months after the vaccine rollout, there were 42,000 adverse events. 1,200 people died. Four people died on the very day of the vaccination. Needle in the arm, fall down dead. And we've been talking about the issue of miscarriages and babies who are dying. This is a very, very dangerous product. But hey, it makes money, and that's all that really counts, okay? So, new figures published by the United Kingdom's Office for National Statistics reveal the COVID-19 vaccinated population are much.
Hey, everybody, we're trying
to
get through to Mike Rivera. He's having a little bit of technical difficulties, so please enjoy these smooth tunes with a little bit of some replay from Mike from a few weeks ago.
You're going to die at a younger age. You are more susceptible to these various illnesses. And, well, that's how you build business, you know, get people a shot that keeps them permanently ill, and they have to come on back and buy more pills and more creams and more lotions and so forth and so on here. The FDA on Friday has finally acknowledged there is a risk of heart inflammation following the Novavax COVID-19 vaccine. In the company's nearly 30,000-patient trial conducted between December 2020 and September 2021, there were 4 cases of myocarditis detected within 20 days of the vaccine. And, of course, the problem is adverse events can take a long time to surface. And they'll say, okay, well, we're going to give the, you know, the people the shot here, and if nothing happens in the next 2 or 3 weeks, then we figure it's safe. Doesn't really work that way. You know, sometimes it can take as long as 12 years for adverse effects to show up. Makes them that much harder to track as well. Now, 3 doctors are suing the FDA for launching what they allege is a crusade against ivermectin as a treatment for COVID-19. They're saying that the FDA unlawfully interfered with the doctor's ability to practice medicine. Now, in a lawsuit that was filed on the 2nd of this month, doctors Robert L. Apter, Mary Tally Bowden, and Paul E. Merrick argued the FDA acted outside of its authority by directing the public, including health professionals and patients, not to use ivermectin, even though the drug is fully approved by the FDA for use in humans. And, it was all about the Benjamins. The vaccines make more money than a cure. You know, a cure is one time only, and then the patient leaves and you get no more money. But constant yearly vaccines, you know, guaranteed income here. So the complaint goes on, the FDA generally cannot ban particular uses of human drugs once they are otherwise approved and admitted to the market, even if such use differs from the labeling, commonly referred to as off-label use. And I certainly hope they win their lawsuit and rip this whole thing wide open, because it was all about the bucks. It was all about making money for the vaccine manufacturers and those politicians who own stock in those vaccine companies, okay? Down in New Zealand, a very alarming story has come on out where this hospital staff has finally gone public saying that they were ordered to stay silent about COVID vaccine injuries. It was literally a gag order that was issued, and they finally came on out and said, you know, this has gone too far. These chemicals are harming people, they're killing people, and it's time to speak out. So, now let's talk about monkeypox, and apparently a new study published by Portugal's National Institutes of Health has uncovered evidence that the virus responsible for monkeypox outbreak, allegedly sweeping across Europe, America, and Australia, has been heavily manipulated in a laboratory by scientists, and further evidence suggests it was released intentionally. It's the latest make them all sick so we can make money drug is what it is here. And there had been initial reports that it was airborne, but as a matter of fact, it's transmissible only by close physical contact. And there was a story last week about how even with the risk of infection by monkeypox, nobody wanted to tell the pride celebrators, you know, maintain a distance there. Oh, no, go on, do what you're going to do here. Now, the CDC actually raised an alert level for monkeypox to level 2 and recommended people wear masks while traveling. Then they made a U-turn, and they simply took it back and said, no, you know, don't need a mask. So, anyway. All right, let's talk about the international news now. Kind of an interesting story coming out of Zero Hedge. Biden is talking loudly and carrying a small stick. This is a reference to Teddy Roosevelt, who was famous for saying, I speak softly and I carry a big stick. And he certainly lived his life that way. And basically, they're looking at what's going on here. In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson survived his no-confidence vote by 211 to 148. But that means 40% of the Tory MPs did not back him. So people are saying he may be gone before the coming winter here. And, oh, okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Southern border has never been more open. I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. Last month, Customs and Border Patrol agents reported 239,416 encounters with illegal aliens. That's the most ever reported in a single month. It's also a 2% increase over April. What's more telling is that 25% of the people caught had been previously arrested and deported. The number of unaccompanied minors is also up 20%. Crossing an international border without going through an official port of entry is a crime. That's why it's called illegal immigration. To all of those progressives out there who think no human is illegal, try that crap in some other country. Walk across the southern border and see how the Mexican government treats you. I promise they won't hand you a piece of paper giving you some court date. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. Sivis Pasham, Parabellum.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail. When the banksters all need to be in jail.
And let's see. Welcome back to the show here, and we're dealing with some technical issues here. Let me get this up here. We're back to being live here, and I don't know what's wrong with my computer, but the audio here is just all messed up. And let's try and get our little show going here. Let's see. Okay, we have, okay, there we are. Okay. All right, so it looks like we've got a show. The sound levels sound good here. And I presume they're sounding good over there as well. So let's just see. I'm getting a message. Okay, sounds good here. All right, so we're back on the air here. And we've got the show running here. And so let's get right on into it. First of all, welcome to our show. Sorry for the late opening, but we had a major problem here. And we're recording everything now here. And okay, so it's Tuesday, June 21st, 2022, and Tuesday, and we're getting in here. It's another busy news day, probably busier than most here. And starting off here, today is the summer solstice. This is the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, longest day, shortest night, and officially kicks off the calendar summer season. It's very warm here in southwestern India. It's 93 degrees out there. And despite all of that, though, there's actually still snow on top of Mount Washington. And the same thing over at the annual Mount Washington road race had to be modified. Runners had to turn around at the halfway point because of the accumulated snow. Over at the Alta ski area, they're getting some snow over there. So gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Getting into some other situations here. and trying to get this other stuff up and running here. Turning to Russia and Ukraine, Attorney General Merrick Garland has flown into Ukraine for talks on war crimes supposedly being committed by Russia. And it may be that Merrick Garland is there pushing the anti-Russian propaganda, or maybe he wants to be out of town when the Supreme Court comes back on in with that Roe versus Wade decision, because things are going to get very ugly for that. Meanwhile, several European Union countries are pushing to start work on a new package of sanctions against Russia and Belarus for the invasion of Ukraine. They want to get even more military support to Kiev, despite the recent embarrassment of a lot of these donated weapons now turning up on the black market around the world. So they're still out there pouring more of your money into that. Meanwhile, Russia is starting to really start talking tough there, saying that they're ready for a major war with NATO itself. And basically, Medvedev is out there saying that Russia is holding all the cards and that Russia should wait for the United States to come crawling to Moscow before any kind of talks take place. They're saying they're looking for a sign that Washington, D.C. is going to change their behavior and their belligerence. And so, again, this is getting really, really ugly over there. And, of course, here in the United States, the American people, we're tired of wars. We're tired of the embarrassment and humiliation of Afghanistan and all the money that was wasted there. And they're saying, you know, now Biden wants to give yet another $1.2 billion to the Ukrainians on top of the more than $60 billion that is already in the pipeline. And Congress has refused to approve having an inspector general to monitor where that money and where those weapons are going. Congress is saying, let's just give it to them, let them handle it. The money is going to be printed up without any collateral. And the American taxpayer is going to bear the burden of all of this folly. And the American people, frankly, are getting very sick and tired of this. They don't see that this war with Russia over Ukraine really has any benefit for the nation that we have here in the United States. And they're saying, you know, how does this benefit us to spend all this money that could be spent on more important things to the country, like infrastructure and getting things back running economically, which they are not doing very well here. And so people are very concerned about that. All right, we're going to take a short break here for a commercial, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
Truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
You are tuned in.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendo.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're finally up and running despite our technical glitch at the start of the show here. And talking about our domestic political situation, former Ambassador Richard Grenell was basically lamenting how Joe Biden fell off his bicycle last Saturday when he was out riding with Jill Biden, the Secret Service detail, near his home in Delaware. And Grenell basically came on out saying it's just another thing that shows that Joe Biden is not well and that he's, you know, not really running the country. And they're basically trying to say now that the 79-year-old president fell off his bike because he got his foot tangled in the bike's toe cages on the pedal, which can be a problem if you're not used to them. But it was an embarrassing situation, and a lot of people are making jokes about it. And Donald Trump came on out saying that if he does run for president again and does, in fact, run, you know, for the White House in 2024 and win, that he absolutely promises that he will not ride any bicycles while he's in the office. I don't know. Maybe they're going to call it, you know, Bike One or something like that. Meanwhile, Trump went off on this epic 2-minute takedown of Adam Schiff, talking about his speech at a Faith and Freedom event in Nashville, Tennessee, and basically said that Schiff knew that he had absolutely nothing on Russia, and he's doing the same thing for January 6th. And Trump said, for the radical left, politics has become their religion. It's warped their sense of right and wrong. They don't have a sense of right or wrong, truth or false, good or evil. You all saw the Russia hoax that we all had to go through for 2.5 years. And Adam Schiff is still playing the same games with the January 6th committee, which nobody's watching. In fact, NBC actually pulled that off the air and replaced it with a golf game because hardly anybody was tuning into this situation here. Meanwhile, Marjorie Taylor Greene came on out talking about new facts that have come out on January 6th, in particular the number of undercover police and informants who were there in the crowd trying to stir up trouble. And the Democrats just sit there trying to pretend they're not hearing anything that's going on. And as a result, their little TV show has come under serious criticism for very clearly trying to tell one side of the story and refusing to hear any other. Now, Donald Trump is out there demanding that he be allowed to testify in front of the January 6th committee, at which point he's going to point out that at the same time that the January 6th committee says that he was out there leading an insurrection at the Capitol building, that he was actually giving a speech talking about peaceful and respectful protesting regarding election integrity. And the Democrats are, of course, trying to completely rewrite that history to make it look like Donald Trump did something that would be deserving of throwing him in jail or denying him the opportunity to run in 2024. Meanwhile, according to one of the House January 6th committee members, again, Adam Schiff, the Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas should not be involved in any cases related to the Capitol riot. And basically, Schiff came on out basically saying that anybody who was appointed by Donald Trump should be automatically disqualified from having anything to do with any legal actions that result from this January 6th committee. Meanwhile, we talked yesterday about how Hillary Clinton came out with this very bizarre comment about how she was not going to run in 2024 if Joe Biden were to run again. And a lot of people think that she was dropping a hint that she is considering a run in 2024 based on the fact that Joe Biden is likely not going to be the Democratic candidate that year because even a lot of Democrats are now saying he shouldn't run. He shouldn't be on the ticket. He's unelectable. The American people have really come to loathe him. And in fact, Biden has pretty much damaged the brand of the Democratic Party. The other problem the Democrats are facing is that normally young voters tend to vote Democratic. But because of the inflation, the economic problems, and the wars, young voters are basically turning more and more toward Republican candidates, and it's beginning to show up in the primaries that we're starting to see leading into the midterms. Now, corporate media appears to have decided that it's not really in their best interest to go on covering for Joe Biden, because there is so much that has come on out regarding the Biden family, in particular Hunter's laptop and the adventures that are recorded on it. And they're actually starting to cover Ashley Biden's diary and the things that she wrote about the behavior of her father. And, you know, she's come on out basically saying that her father's showers with her, which may have been at an inappropriate age, were responsible for her sex addiction. And corporate media is now starting to actually cover this because they're realizing that protecting the Bidens is costing them viewers, it's costing them ad revenues, and they really ultimately, if they want to keep their jobs, they're going to have to get their stockholders happy again about the profits coming on in. Meanwhile, ahead of the Supreme Court issuing their decision on Roe versus Wade, there are these flyers being put up all over Washington, D.C., calling for a night of rage. And this is coming from a group called Jane's Revenge that are literally agitating for a violent reaction if the Supreme Court overturns Roe versus Wade, which most people are saying is likely to happen now, that they're going to return it to being a states' rights issue. And you know, the liberals don't want that. They want a national law that says they're allowed to have abortions whenever they feel like it, up to the moment of birth and maybe even a little bit beyond that, which to me sounds suspiciously like murder. And Vice President Kamala Harris basically told reporters last Friday that Americans can support abortion without being in conflict with their faith. Now, this is a very, very difficult thing for Kamala to be saying because one of the main arguments against abortion is that it is basically condemned by various church organizations as, you know, being death of an infant. And so Kamala is out there declaring that there is no conflict between religious teachings or practice and supporting a nationwide legal protection for abortion on demand. Now, down in Texas, their GOP has basically gone nuclear. We reported yesterday on how they've introduced this plank into their platform, basically saying that Joe Biden was not legitimately elected to be president of the United States of America, and even talking now about secession. Texas wants to secede from the Union and become its own country, as it once was following the war with Mexico. And one of their new planks is state sovereignty. And they're saying, pursuant to Article 1, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution, the federal government has impaired our right of local self-government. Therefore, federally mandated legislation that infringes upon the 10th Amendment rights of Texas should be ignored, opposed, refused, and nullified. So they're talking about secession down there. So you don't want to, you know, mess with Texas. Now, the board of directors of Twitter have now unanimously approved Elon Musk's $44 billion offer to take the company entirely private. It still has to be voted on by the current stockholders, but it is looking like Elon Musk is going to be taking over Twitter, and already the Twitterati, if you will, are out there moaning and wringing their hands about how this is going to be the end of democracy, or at least the end of democracy as they prefer to see it practiced here. So we'll see what's going to happen there, but it does look like it's moving forward. And it may be Elon Musk's Twitter deal that has forced the other corporate media to start being a little bit more forthright in their news reporting, realizing that if this gets to be an economic war for audiences, they're going to lose. Because again, they're losing viewers. The public trust in the media is at an all-time low, according to a poll run by Reuters. And they're basically saying this is an ugly situation here. Now, getting on to COVID, Representatives Roger Marshall of Kansas and Jim Jordan of Ohio have released a new video outlining the GOP plan to go after Dr. Anthony Fauci and his potential cover-up on the origins of COVID-19 if the GOP takes control of Congress during the midterms. And if they do succeed in taking control of both houses of Congress, they are definitely going to be holding Dr. Fauci accountable for all that has come down regarding COVID and its origins. And I think that would be something that would be good for the American people to really take a look at that. Now, the Biden administration is still out there recommending babies get the vaccine when the data shows they don't need it. Babies don't get COVID. They don't. If they do get it, it's very rare that they get it. They don't die from it. And frankly, the side effects of the vaccines are worse than COVID itself. There was that study that came on out just a week ago showing that unvaccinated people, if they get COVID, it's very, very mild. Whereas vaccinated people, when they get COVID, it can be really serious. And as a matter of fact, I had to be at the doctor earlier today, and one of the nurses there was talking about how even though fully vaccinated and boosted, got COVID, was in the hospital for a long time, on a ventilator for a long time, and really had a very, very rough time for it. Now, one of the complications in this whole idea that babies need to be given these vaccines is that there was this CDC study arguing for COVID-19 vaccines for babies. It is now being updated, which is a polite word for they messed it up in the first place. This was a non-peer-reviewed study that the U.S. government scientists cited in asserting COVID-19 is a leading cause of death for children, and it has been determined that it is full of inaccuracies. And so they're now updating this report to deal with the flaws that are in this report, which appears to have been written not in terms of the actual science, but to support the agenda of forcing babies to get these shots. Okay. And over at Reuters, this was being reported on Alex Berenson's Substack. They're talking about that COVID vaccine paper in which the sperm count of men who received the vaccine is being lowered, and they're saying that this declining sperm count issue is even worse than it seems at first. And, you know, it gets right to the issue about questions of fertility among people who get these vaccines. Are they being deliberately rendered sterile and incapable of having offspring? Now, there's another story out here. This is from Station Gossip, and it's pointing out that according to a newly released study by the University of Oxford, they found 94% of recently approved medications were not supported by high-quality evidence that demonstrated their benefits. And what's more, with experimental treatments like the COVID-19 vaccines, side effects and adverse reactions to the drugs are being underreported across the board. They don't want you to know that there are problems with these medications. And I actually got into a discussion with somebody the other day about, you know, why I don't trust orthodox medicine. And I said, well, one of the reasons is I'm old enough to remember the thalidomide disaster, where there was this drug, thalidomide, and it was given to pregnant women pretty much all over the world. Thankfully, it was banned for pregnant women in the United States, but it triggered massive, serious birth defects in babies. And it's a reminder that, yes, medicine does make mistakes, and they make bad mistakes, and you know, they'd like you to forget all about it. But you really don't forget about things like that. Now, for younger people, younger medical people, thalidomide is something they read about in a history text that's, you know, it's all dried and, you know, sanitized. But I remember seeing film on the news programs of these poor little babies struggling with these serious, serious birth defects. And that's why... it's a major reason why I'm not blindly trusting of anything having to do with medicine. And remember, it has come on out that the third leading cause of death in the United States is medical mistakes. They do make goofs, bad goofs sometimes, and I think this whole COVID-19 mRNA vaccine is another one. Okay, getting into the internet. Oh, we got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be back with the international news after these few words.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And we're going to talk about the international news for a little bit. Over in France, Macron is dealing with a major political upset because he no longer has the majority of the French Parliament on his side. And the French conservative group Les Républicains on Monday ruled out forming a coalition or agreeing to a cooperation pact with Macron's centrist camp following the inconclusive legislative elections over the weekend. And the leader of that group, Christian Jacob, said that the position is almost unanimous. So Macron may be dealing with some issues there. Meanwhile, over in Turkey, they're saying the summit that they're getting ready to handle in Madrid is not a deadline for talks on Finland and Sweden's bids to join NATO. So Turkey is basically saying we're holding off on that. We're still trying to decide what's going on with that. And NATO, like much of Europe, are not 100% on board with provoking a war with Russia because they know it's going to be fought on their soil right in front of their homes, in front of their children and their families, and they're not looking forward to that because they've already been through it twice in World War One and World War Two, and they really are not anxious for a repeat. Meanwhile, South Korea has successfully launched satellites into orbit with its homegrown Nuri rocket. This happened earlier today, and it's a significant step for the country's burgeoning space program after a failed attempt to orbit a satellite last year. Now, the rocket involved is a three-stage rocket. It's more than 154 feet long. It weighs 200 tons and was launched from the Naro Space Center in the country's southern coastal region at 4 p.m. local time. It was topped with five satellites that will carry out Earth observation missions, such as monitoring the atmosphere for up to 2 years, as well as a 1.3-ton dummy satellite, according to the country's science ministry. Probably that so-called dummy satellite is for reconnaissance purposes here. Meanwhile, China and the U.S. are escalating tensions over the legal status of the Taiwan Strait after Beijing declared that it is not international waters. Now, the U.S. is insisting the Taiwan Strait is international waters and persists in sending its warships up the Taiwan Strait. Beijing has come on back saying, no, it is not international waters, and the U.S. has no business being there. So we're seeing that situation escalate as well. And apparently the U.S. government, or Joe Biden, or whoever's pulling his strings, are out there saying that, well, you know, we're not doing all that well in Ukraine. We didn't do all that well in Afghanistan. So we need a new war that we can get the American people behind us on, and that may well be China. Okay, we got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.